ladies and gentlemen. It's Friday, November 1st, 2024. Days away from the presidential election. And yes, we do have election updates for you with the early vote and now some of the headlines talking about it. So we're going to be continuing with our daily updates on where it stands right now. I don't necessarily think my Electoral College map has changed. Maybe we will review it. Maybe we will review it, but we'll give you all the latest available data. Now, I'll probably hold off on getting into this, but we're gonna smash this fake news hit piece against Donald Trump unlike anybody you've seen. And that is this lie that Trump said there needs to be a firing squad against Liz Cheney. Now, if you're listening to this, you probably already know it's fake news. You've probably already seen the whole clip in context. In case you haven't, and some people might just listen to this show, and we appreciate you, but we'll play the full clip. We'll show you the context. We'll show you all the fake headlines. We'll show you all the mainstream media clips. And more is developing even by the hour with the Arizona Attorney General saying, yep, we're going to look at charging Trump for threatening her life. Of course, that's not what happened, but it's just like the Elon Musk situation where they say, we're going to go after his PAC for doing this lottery. And of course, they threw it off the docket. So, of course, there is no death threat. It's a total lie. But what we're going to expose here, it's just amazing how the left loves the Cheneys now, because I got about a dozen or so headlines here from when the left hated the Cheneys. For more than a decade, the left hated the Cheneys. War criminals, warmongers. Now they love them. You don't think you could go back in time and find liberals and leftists that said similar things, but actually what they're saying towards Dick Cheney? Not what Donald Trump said to Liz Cheney, but towards Dick Cheney. So we'll just completely just bury that fake news. And I guess they have a new November surprise against Donald Trump. It doesn't matter. It's the boy that cried wolf. Nobody even cares anymore. It won't even move the needle. But now this deranged author whose books in the past have already been put into question, politically motivated hit pieces, and some of the claims that he's made. Now he's claiming, and I guess the insinuation is this guy hangs out with Jeffrey Epstein, and he claims Jeffrey Epstein, he was having lunch with Epstein, but he's the good guy in all this. He's having lunch with Epstein, and he shows him pictures of Donald Trump at the pool with young girls. And that's their big November surprise. Oh, Trump, Epstein, they're bringing that back up. As if you guys had that, you wouldn't have already released it or tried to stop him with it years ago. But of course, it's the same thing. They're all reporting it, syndicating it, reposting it. So that and the big Liz Cheney fake news are the hit pieces on Trump today. But we'll give you all the latest information, including videos from the scenes of some of these early polling locations. Not good, folks. Not good. More shenanigans, more disruptions, more glitches.
As you can see, I'm not just MAGA, I'm dark MAGA.
A few weeks ago, when I saw Elon Musk in Pennsylvania with Trump at Butler, and he had that dark MAGA hat on, I said, we've got to have our own. And we've come out with it. Yeah, we can put one out that, you know, just says Make America Great Again, and that's available at thealexshowstore.com. But I personally like this one, murdered out, it fits great, and it funds the InfoWar and supports President Trump. And if you don't like murdered out, we got it white on black. So get yours right now and a bunch of other great designs of hoodies and t-shirts and top-of-the-line supplements that all fund the Second American Revolution at thealexjonesstore.com. Let me show you a few more of these. Now that the FDA admits fluoride does lower your IQ and give you cancer and infertility, it's a great time to wear one of these beautiful hats, and it's a great way to start a conversation and warn people. Here's the classic Make America Great Again Murdered Out, and we've got the Save the Frogs over 50 designs, all at thealexjonesstore.com, and it keeps us on air and it spreads the word. Please go to alexjonesstore.com and get your Patriot gear.
Until Election Day. Of course, many of you have likely already voted, like myself. The election is already ongoing. We've already had many issues, many shenanigans, many legal fights, as we are truly into the final hours, the last days until the presidential election. And there are some big developments. There are some interesting things happening in these early voting locations and, of course, with the voting machines. Let's quickly get into the latest data and information we have before we dive into some of the sights and sounds at the early voting locations where there's all kinds of problems in the major swing states that are run by Democrats. Go figure. The swing states that are run by Democrats. Amazing stuff. What the early voting data shows about new voters, a group that could swing the election, NBC News, and they're, oh, we're going to have record turnout again. Of course, record turnout again. So they're preparing you for the vote steroids. And the new voters primarily are, an NBC News Desk analysis of state voter data shows there are signs of an influx of new female Democrat voters in Pennsylvania and new male Republican voters in Arizona, two of the most important swing states. So they're going to try to win Pennsylvania on the abortion issue. And now they got another. I don't know which one was worse. We saw the, folks, it's just what they do. The Democrats published a pro-masturbation porn campaign ad that we showed you that's quite graphic. They've got a new one that's even more graphic now. I'll give you a fair warning before I play it. But there you see the data from NBC News and these newly registered voters. And look, it's just sad, okay? It's just sad how they've brainwashed women into voting based off of abortion and abortion only. And that's really the biggest increase. When you look at these graphs and all these metrics, yeah, there's been an increase in male voters, but it's nowhere near Democrat females. And the only reason they're doing it is because they think it's all about abortion. And that's why they're running these new ads that we'll show you another one. It's like, oh, the Republicans, now they're going to ban your birth control. Which, of course, is never going to happen. It's not a real push. It's a very fringe issue on the far right. Maybe there's like three congressmen that are Republicans that have even talked about it. So it's not even a real issue. And then they make that the focus and they have women scared. And then they tell them, you got to go vote for your rights. And then they go register to vote. And it's mostly happening on college campuses, in liberal college campuses, where it's very easy to reach these people. It's very easy to set up a voter booth and a voter drive. But just imagine, I don't know if it's even fair to say one single issue will be the determining factor of this election. And I think that of all the issues, voter fraud, election fraud, a stolen election is going to outweigh all of them. But imagine if that's the issue. Abortion. And then what's even more sad is that would be the losing issue. That would be the issue that would end up hurting the economy, hurting border security, hurting foreign relations and everything else. Abortion? But that's just based off of the newly registered voter data. And then you could also point to voter turnout in the past, but we'll see what happens with this election. Early voting reaches such heights that some Georgia polls may be election day ghost towns. Oh, again, prepping you for the vote steroids yet again. So I think it's pretty clear here. You're going to have record turnout again. And Trump will probably get 70 million minimum. But whatever it is, Harris will set the new record. If they go all out, if they go for the steal. Now, again, they've been caught with the double counting in Georgia. They've been caught with the double counting in Michigan. We've had voter roll purges successfully happening in multiple states, including Texas. So they might not be able to pull it off. But I'm just telling you, they're ready. That's their plan. If they can pull it off is another story. But that's their plan, is that you'll see record number of votes for Kamala Harris, just like you saw for Joe Biden. And of course, it'll be Donald Trump setting the record, but they'll then beat the record, just like in 2020. And so that's what they're projecting with all the new mainstream media analytics. With all the new mainstream media data, they're saying record turnout, going to be the most votes ever. Polls show Kamala Harris with big leads among early voters. Now, I agree that is what it's showing, but it's a bit of a misnomer. It's mostly mail-in ballots where this is happening. And it's not Harris, it's Democrats. You don't request a ballot through Harris, you have to request it through the Democrats. We'll get to the direct information here shortly, but let's just be perfectly clear. Yes, Democrats have shown better numbers in the data that's available when it comes to early voting and mail-in voting. And if you take a look at the entire country, yes, that's true. However, you don't know they're voting for Harris, per se. And it's mostly mail-in ballots. Got a problem with that? Do you have a problem with mail-in ballots determining the election? Oh, what do you know? We're going to set records again. Soon as they introduce mail-in ballots nationwide, no voter ID. Democrats try to stop you from clearing the rolls. Mail-in ballots nationwide. Oh, you got record turnout again. Whoa. Wow. No kidding. So you can go look at all of this stuff, and it's both sides are claiming victories here, both sides are claiming defeats here. So just take all the noise aside, and let's look at the actual data. And then we'll go to the ground. Pennsylvania Republicans continue to close the gap. But even if you look at the best case scenario, let's say 100% of independents are going to vote for Trump. You're still down in Pennsylvania by hundreds of thousands. And, I mean, you can claim that Republicans go vote on Election Day and that that will swamp the vote, as they're saying, or that will make it too big to rig. I don't know if I'd rely on that, quite frankly. And if you're dealing with another situation of vote steroids, then Pennsylvania's not looking good, in my opinion. Now, there's been more issues at the polling locations in Pennsylvania. We'll show you some of that. We've got some videos of some of that coming up. And we'll also, when we get through all the news, take calls from Pennsylvania on what people are seeing themselves. But I would say, based off of this continuing trend, that I'd still have Pennsylvania going blue. So, again, Donald Trump has to win Pennsylvania by 500,000 to win it by one. But you're probably going to be looking at a situation on Election Day. Republicans are going to be down probably a quarter million, I'd say. And then they'll just say, well, we got to keep counting. Now, remember, they've reversed what they did in 2020 because we the people caught them. So instead of having the vote Viagra at 3:30 in the morning for Joe Biden with 350,000 votes in Pennsylvania in the dead of night, Trump leading the state the entire day, 3:30 in the morning, vote Viagra for Biden, goes straight up. Just enough for him to win. Then they call the election for Biden. This time, they did that before the election. So this time, the vote Viagra was before the election. And then we'll see what goes on during the day. Don't be surprised if they call Pennsylvania for Harris at like 2 p.m. I'm serious. Do not be surprised. And again, I'm not an accelerationist, but kind of part of me is like, I want them to do it because there's still this naivety and there's still this like just, and I get it, but it's this belief that, yeah, we're going to win Pennsylvania. We put in the effort. We've done the work, and you have. But unfortunately, that's not how our elections work. No. And Republicans get it more now, and they understand the issues more than they ever have, and the lawsuits are fine. But do not be surprised if they call Pennsylvania at 2 o'clock. I'm dead serious. So Trump, I mean, depending on how aggressive they want to try to do it in Pennsylvania, Viagra is going to happen right out of the gates. Republicans will probably start the day a quarter down. Maybe they can close the gap on Election Day, maybe they can. And then maybe they just count Pennsylvania for a week until they have enough votes for Harris. Or they'll just declare it for Harris at 2 p.m. And again, there's more issues on the early voting. We'll have that coming up. North Carolina continues to look good, but this is assuming, I guess here's the update in North Carolina. Independent mail-in and early votes have now outpaced Democrats. So I still believe North Carolina goes red with this data. Now independent votes outpacing Democrats in North Carolina. So nothing changing there. That still looks solid for Trump. Now we got the same issue happening in Georgia. And this is where they're saying record numbers are turning out. And it's mostly in the Democrat strongholds. There's a couple rural areas that are seeing an increase in early voting. But you'll probably have more votes than ever recorded in Georgia. By far. You're going to see the biggest voter turnout in Georgia ever. And I don't know. We'll see what that means. But most of it, as of now, the early voting, it's going to be almost 4 million early voting And it's basically all in the Democrat strongholds. It's basically all in Atlanta or the greater Atlanta area. So, you're going to start, you're going to start probably, I mean, you might be a million down in Georgia when the election day starts. And it's crazy, isn't it? To think Georgia is a blue state now? And even if you do believe it, it's all because of Atlanta. It's simply because of Atlanta. And one blue city can change the fate of the entire state's electoral votes. Crazy. And that's what we're looking at. But the gap in Georgia, now, we don't get the party affiliation with the early voting in Georgia like we do in Pennsylvania, but if the trends go the way they have in the greater Atlanta area, Fulton County, everything else, I mean, you're starting the day half a million, maybe a million votes down if you're Trump in Georgia. So that's going to be that'll be a comeback of historic proportions if they can pull it out. Maybe it's the vote Viagra. Same thing. It's the vote Viagra early this time. Not 3:30 in the morning. Not the fake water main break. Now, not the mail-in ballots, the truckloads coming in at 3 in the morning in the darkness of night. And then scurrying around to count them all as many times as they need. Now they're doing it before the election. The only state where the numbers in these major battleground states don't seem to be majorly inflated is Michigan, where you now have 1.7 absentee ballots. Again, I don't get it, how these absentee ballots are such astronomical numbers in Michigan, but here we are. Almost 2.5 million. You'll have about 2.5 million people that have voted early in Michigan via absentee or early voting. And it's mostly in the Democrat strongholds. Same deal. Mostly in the Democrat strongholds. Now, it's the absentee voting in Georgia, or excuse me, it's the absentee voting in Michigan, most of these votes, not in person, where in Georgia it's mostly in person. And then it's just massive mail-in ballots and Pennsylvania. I mean, it's the vote Viagra for the Democrats. It's mail-in ballots coming in semi-trucks for Democrats before the election in Pennsylvania. So I don't like the data there. Now, the big win for Republicans in Michigan is they stopped the duplicate ballots from being counted. It could have potentially been hundreds of thousands. And it would have been all for the Democrats, obviously. It always goes that way because they know the game. You just accidentally or have a glitch in the Democrat areas because you know there's 70% Democrat voters. And if you just recount 70%, 70%, 70%, 70%, you increase your lead statewide. So they got caught in that. They got caught and that got shut down in Michigan. But still, the early voting numbers in Michigan, you're starting down. You're starting the day behind. So I would say at this point, that's the Democrat strategy. They're going with the vote Viagra before the election instead of after, because we all caught them, we the people caught them in 2020 with the vote Viagra after the election. So now they're just doing it before the election. So you're starting down in Michigan, Georgia, and Pennsylvania. I mean, look, everybody's got to go out and vote. And I will explain this one more time because it's worth it. I have friends that are refusing to vote because they say the whole thing is rigged. And even if you believe that, you still need to vote for multiple reasons. But the two main reasons are one, if you don't show up as voting, one of two things is going to happen. Someone else is going to vote for you, or two, when you try to take political action and you actually go to the party level and they see you don't vote, they're not going to listen to you. They're going to see you don't vote. They're not going to care. So those are the two. So those are the two things that happen if you don't vote. But this is the more, I would say, important one, because they don't want you to vote. They want you to give up. They want you to lose faith in the system. By going out and voting, it is your exhibition of faith in the system that when the system is run properly, it works. So if you go, if you just say, well, the whole thing is rigged, I give up, I'm not voting, that's what they want, and then they can have the excuse to just not vote anymore. Plus, if you're not even voting, then why do you complain anyway? I mean, you know, so there's even a level to that. If you don't even take the time and energy and effort to go out and vote, can you really complain? Sure, you can complain. You get a First Amendment. I get it. You have to go vote to exhibit that you have faith in the system when it's run properly. And then when it gets rigged and stolen from you, you can say, wait a second, I took part in this system I had faith in. You stole it. You rigged it. I have a problem with that. So no, you should still vote, even if you believe it doesn't count, even if you believe the whole thing is rigged. Maybe it's even more important for you to vote. So everybody's still got to go out and vote. But that's where we're at right now. And we got a couple other legal battles we're going to get to here, as well as videos from on the ground in Virginia, in Pennsylvania, in Illinois. Pennsylvania is just insane, folks. This state is just, they have just screwed that state so badly. And, you know, Trump didn't win Pennsylvania by a big margin in 2016, but he did win it. And then he was going to win it at a bigger margin in 2020 before the vote Viagra for Joe Biden at 3:30 in the morning. So they just said, we can't let Republicans, they can't let Pennsylvania become a red state. And they just destroyed that state's voting integrity. I mean, they just raped it. They just raped Pennsylvania's voting integrity. I mean, it is just destroyed, folks. The mail-in ballots, the 10-to-1 Democrat poll watchers, the voter signature verification. I mean, all just, it's a joke. The early voting system, this thing has been completely turned over. The Democrats have destroyed the voting process in Pennsylvania, all because Trump turned it red. All because Trump turned it red. Don't forget how John Fetterman, bless his heart, a guy that can't think, the closest thing to a mongoloid you've ever had in Congress, beats Dr. Oz. I'm telling you, Pennsylvania is a problem.
A new extremely important product is now available exclusively at the alexjonesstore.com, Ultimate Probiotic. This is a private label, but even made stronger, of one of the top highly recommended, highly rated brands out there today. And it's more than just a probiotic. It's got a whole bunch of known natural ingredients that boost your overall gut health and that detoxify and that helps flush out all the garbage in your body. Ladies and gentlemen, with all the attacks on our bodies, you have to understand that the gut is the front line. And if you don't have a strong gut, it's like not having a front door on your house or an engine in your car. The gut is so important. Probiotics are amazing and are documented for their great effects. Get this high-quality probiotic right now, Ultimate Probiotic, 60 billion, at thealexjonesstore.com. And I want to thank you for your support. Now take action at thealexjonesstore.com. And again, I thank you for your support. I didn't realize how good the VIP thing was. So when I saw this the other day, I said, I better talk about this. So if you're a member of the Alex Jones VIP Club at alexjonesstore.com/VIP, or there's just a big link at the top of the page, this is a critical time in our nation. We don't know what the future holds for the operation. The following information I'm about to relay to you is imperative so we can stay in touch, you can get great products, and keep me on the air one way or the other along with the crew. Monthly member credits. Every month as a VIP member, you get $40 of free store credit. Did you hear what I just said? That's right. It's like money in your pocket with the best products on the planet. So you pay $30 to be a VIP, and then you get $40 free. That's $10 you make. All the Alex Jones products at the best prices. We're talking about 10 to even 40% off the already existing sales. So sometimes it becomes lost leaders in the store 24/7, 365 days a year. This is an unbeatable pricing you'll never find anywhere else. Automatic double entries in any of the giveaways, like the awesome turbo diesel super truck, $138,000 value, plus $1,000 cash. The winner of the sweepstakes will be announced on the 30th this month. You want to win? I know you do. As a VIP, you'll get double entries in every single giveaway. No effort, just double your chances, just like that. Exclusive VIP-only giveaways. This is where it gets big, folks. VIP members get entered into their own exclusive giveaways every month. Nobody else is allowed in these. Early access to products, promos, and giveaways. VIP members get first access to new products, promotions, and giveaways before anyone else. You're in the know. Oh, and did I mention orders over $99? Free shipping. We're not letting shipping costs slow you down. It just goes on from there. So, thealexjonesstore.com/VIP. Or just at the top of thealexjonesstore.com, you see the VIP button.
Hey, everyone. My name is John. I have been selected this month as the VIP of the month winner. Surprisingly, I received this check for $1,000 in the mail. And it was awesome. It really did surprise me. I had no idea that it was coming. And I wanted to say thank you to everybody at the Alex Jones store for taking care of us and getting our orders out quickly. Keep up the good fight.
We're fighting the new world order. I don't have billionaire backers. I am not controlled by anybody but my own soul, my own brain. I'm trying to do the best job I can. TheAlexJonesStore.com. It's up to you whether you want to back the number one broadcaster that the enemy hates the most. I mean, they literally hate my guts because they know I'm for real and I can't be bought and I can't be intimidated and I'm wild and I scare them.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Give me liberty
or give me death.
This is The War Room with Owen Schroyer.
Watch the live stream at band.video.
All right, let's quickly pull up the electoral map here and let's take a look at where we're at before we go on the ground to some of these areas with more of the early voting issues. Yeah, I think that this is probably still where I have it. I do have bad news, actually, today. And maybe I'm getting gaslit. I'll be honest. Maybe I'm getting gaslit, but I just have to be honest with you. I don't even know if I want to do it, but I think Virginia, I have to put up for grabs now. Because, and I'm probably being gaslit, because, I mean, look, I look at Virginia, I look, Glenn Youngkin gets elected, Winsome Sears gets elected. I want to believe Trump can win Virginia, but some new polls just came out and they didn't look good. So I might be getting gaslit by polls. I will be honest. I might be getting gaslit by polls. Maybe Youngkin can keep Virginia red. They have had legal victories there. But I just am a little concerned about the latest poll numbers, and Trump has not won Virginia before. So some of these late polls had me a little concerned. I'm putting Virginia as a toss-up now. I hate to do it, but that's just, I'm just being honest. Now, I will say some of the news we're getting out of Arizona is very good. The news we're getting out of Arizona is very good. I'm not ready to flip it red, but it continues to trend. It continues to trend towards a Trump win of Arizona. So if there's some give and take here, we lose a little ground in Virginia, but we're gaining ground in Arizona. So this is my latest electoral map update. even with the bad early numbers in Michigan, I still do believe it's now up for grabs since they stopped the duplicate ballots. It's all going to come down to these mail-in ballots, folks. It's all going to come down to the mail-in ballots. Now, I don't know if they're going to pull the same vote steroid, vote Viagra for Harris like they did for Biden when Trump wins the states, and then they just flip it with the vote Viagra at the end of the night. They might not do that. They might just decide, well, let's just do it before the election. Maybe they won't notice it like they did after. But Trump is playing from behind in Michigan, no doubt. Trump is playing from behind in Michigan, no doubt. But let's just be perfectly honest. Mail-in ballots should never exist. It needs to be outlawed. It's a problem. And it's how elections are rigged. And it's how elections are stolen. And it's how election fraud is committed at the most basic level. And you can get here and have debates about voting machines, and that's fine. That's more of a mystery element. The mail-in ballot is not a mystery element. It is an issue, and it needs to be outlawed. In fact, Trump needs to promise to outlaw it day one. And if he's too afraid to say it, fine, he needs to do it as soon as he gets into office. And something has to happen in Pennsylvania because the way they run their election should be illegal. In fact, it is illegal, actually. 10-1 Democrat poll watcher. So it already is illegal. What a joke. That lawsuit is just hanging in the air. Isn't that nice? The Democrat courts are making sure that they don't get that lawsuit settled before Election Day. Suppose they could give you something Monday, but so what? Republicans would probably show up to poll watch, but it's going to be 10-1. You're going to have areas where there isn't a single Republican poll watcher, like in Philadelphia, where they block the cameras from seeing into the tabulation centers. I mean, it's just a joke, man. It's just a joke. Except it's not funny. Oh, protect democracy, protect democracy. These Democrats have raped democracy. Oh, and by the way, they've used democracy to rape you. And by the way, wait till you see Kamala Harris talking about democracy on her campaign. Oh, my gosh. It's getting to a point now where she's like, she's done. She's shot. And so I don't know how she can even be the president. In fact, I think she's realized that she can't even do it, to be honest. But if Joe Biden can do it with half a brain missing, and, you know, so I think that she could probably at least pretend to do it, at least exist through it. But folks, she is shot. This woman is shot. So you'll see that coming up. CPAC claims evidence of Wisconsin illegal ballot harvesting in its effort to catch election fraud. The Conservative Political Action Conference this week claimed it had photographic evidence of illegal ballot harvesting in Wisconsin. Yeah, well, we have a whole documentary about it, actually, by Dinesh D'Souza called 2,000 Mules, so there's video evidence, too. Chairman Matt Schlapp said his CPAC foundation filed a complaint on Wednesday with the Wisconsin Elections Commission, complete with a witness account of the alleged crime conducted in broad daylight outside Milwaukee City Hall. The witness said in a statement that he saw somebody jam up to 500 ballots into an unguarded ballot box and then flee when he realized he was being photographed. I'm sorry to laugh. It's just such a joke. And we have to sit here and... debate over all these stupid things that they just steal the elections, folks. So I get, hey, let's debate over the issues and let's have at it over where we should do better on turnout and all this other. They freaking take 500 ballots, jam them into an unguarded box and run away and like the Night Stalker. And you're going to sit here and debate over this issue or this group or this voter turnout. Oh, my gosh. Meanwhile, there's somebody right behind you with a stack of ballots shoving them in there. Can't even get them in. So many damn ballots, they can't even fit them into the frickin' box. It's a joke. So the Democrats rule, you can't even have video surveillance. You can't even have video surveillance of the drop boxes. They got caught in 2020. People got caught with illegal ballots. So they did a fingerprint check to catch them. So they started wearing gloves. They started wearing gloves when they were jamming the ballots in. This is clown world stuff. I forget what state it was. They caught a Democrat Party campaign official jamming mail-in ballots into a deal. The Democrats fired her because she got caught. She's on video. In its complaint, the Washington-based group said the law requires that ballots be mailed by the elector or delivered in person to the municipal clerk issuing the ballot or ballots unless the elector is disabled. It added that CPAC believes the facts provided established probable cause to believe a violation of Wisconsin law has occurred and urges the Wisconsin Electors Commission to promptly investigate these allegations. CPAP received reports of illicit ballot harvesting at the drop box location outside Milwaukee City Hall. A witness reported an individual depositing a significant number of absentee ballots into the drop box before fleeing the scene. Ballot harvesting is illegal under Wisconsin law. CPAC is committed to protecting our elections and urges the Wisconsin Election Commission and local law enforcement to investigate these allegations. And in fact, guys, would you pull up this story so I can read the witness statement as well? I cut that off in my print.
Mail-in ballots have to be illegal. I mean, you don't have to do too many things to make election integrity something that we all feel confident in. Get rid of mail-in ballots. Really, you should probably get rid of the voting machines, but you can even make those, you can even make it so we're confident in those. Here's the statement from the witness. I have personal knowledge of the matters set forth herein, and if called as a witness, I could and would testify competently as to the truth of such matters. On October 25th, 2024, at approximately 7:55 p.m., I witnessed an individual who appeared to deposit a bag full of absentee ballots into a drop box. It is my understanding that ballot trafficking is a violation of Wisconsin state law and that each elector must deliver their own absentee ballot unless the elector is disabled. I was sitting in my car with my son outside of the City Hall drop box location at 200 East Wells Street, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. So I mean, basically, these are mail-in ballots. They're classified as absentee, but they're basically, it's for all intents and purposes, it's a mail-in ballot. So he just goes on to describe how it was dropped off, and he believes it was maybe even 500. And this is doubtful. If it's 500 here, it's another 500 there, it's another 500 there. Eventually, it's 6,000, 7,000. I think Wisconsin was determined by 12. I mean, it was smaller than 20,000, Wisconsin, in 2020, the margin of victory. That's what's going on. And James O'Keefe has also had multiple witnesses of this reach out to him. And he has said, last I saw, he has at least 50 people now wearing undercover cameras that are witnessing this stuff. So this thing is going to go crazy, ladies and gentlemen. This thing is going to go crazy because, again, they're going for their vote Viagra before the election instead of after it like they did in 2020 to steal it. So they stole it in 2020 with the vote Viagra after. This time they're doing it before. This time people are prepared. This time they're catching it on camera. So it's not going to be the signed affidavits, the eyewitness testimony, and all these hearings after the election. Now it's going to be like the day before the election, during the election, which is going to make it much more relevant, going to put all the eyes on it. And they're probably anticipating this. Congress is freaked out about Trump-focused violence after election. Congress gripped by fears of post-election violence. So again, this is how it goes.
if Harris wins, nobody's going to believe it. We'll see what the response from your establishment conservative news outlets are. Even they might not believe it. Even they might be willing to call this deal out day one. We'll see. We'll see what the response from the actual Republican Party, House Republicans, everybody, we'll see what that response is. That's I think, maybe a mystery element. 70, 80%? Maybe 100%? I mean, it's definitely the vast majority of people that are going to be voting for Trump, or just not even voting, they're not going to believe Trump lost. So you're going to have 60, 70, 80 million people that just won't even believe Trump lost. And forget about who actually wins or loses. Just forget about it. This is what's going to happen. No one's going to believe Trump lost. And so that's going to create some kind of crazy election vacuum, political vacuum up to the inauguration. It's just a total mystery element. Or Trump wins, and then the Democrats are going to do everything they can. There's going to be three things that are going to happen. They're going to do everything they can to set Trump up for failure before the inauguration. Then you're going to have the Democrats on January 6th, 2025, contest the election and refuse to certify, which might fail. It probably will fail, but that's what they're going to try to do. In fact, I would say 110% January, when Trump wins, if Trump wins, 110% bet on it. The Democrats will contest and will try to stop the certification on January 6, 2025. They will fail. Then there will be riots at the inauguration. Then the attacks and the sabotage of Trump's presidency will begin. So these are all your potentials just laid out for you right here. Now, we're going to go to the ground on some of these early voting locations where there's issues. We got Trump live. Where is Trump today, guys? Let's pick it up real quick.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Hello. Hello, everybody. Hello, Michigan. Hello.
Michigan.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you. Well, we're not going to have this too much longer. You know, we're winding down. We're winding down. 9 years we've been doing it, right? And now we're winding down, and hopefully we'll be going to the next phase, which is turning our country around. Because we've got a little bit of a mess to take care of, don't we, huh? A little bit of a mess. But we'll get it done, and we'll get it done right. But we're going to miss these rallies, aren't we, huh? But there'll be even better rallies in a different form. I think we'll say that, right? Front row Joes. They'll be even better, but they'll be in a different form. And really the form that we want, that's what we've been striving for. We have to get out and vote, everybody. Don't take any chances. Because Kamala's never going to be able to do it. She won't be able to do it. Not even a thought of doing it. Doesn't know how to do it. Doesn't even know how to say to do it. We cannot take any chances, so you got to get out to vote. And I can only say that it's been the experience of a lifetime for a lot of us. Some of you have been to 300 rallies. I see these people. And you're going to look back at this time in life, you know, and you're going to say there was something very, very special about what we all did together. We all did it together. There's never been anything like that. We'll have everything so good and fixed up and perfect. We'll have everything perfect. And then in 4 years, somebody will come down and that person's going to be hot as a pistol. And you know what they're going to draw? About 300 people. That's what you draw. A politician draws 250, 300 if they're good. If they're bad, they draw like 8 people, like Biden used to draw, right? Remember, he used to fill up. Remember the circles? Couldn't fill up the circle, so he used the fake news media to fill up the circles. But no, it's different. But there'll never be, in the world, there'll never be anything like what we've done. We've done something that's unprecedented. And we've had fun, but now we have to get, hopefully, to work. We got to win. You got to get out and vote. And then we're going to do a real job for you all, and we're going to meet again many times, I hope. But this has been the thrill of a lifetime for me and for you and for everybody. And now we want to take that thrill and turn it into let's do business, right? Let's do business. So it's great to be back in this beautiful state with thousands of proud, hardworking American patriots. And I'd like to begin by asking a very simple question. I've been doing that lately because it seems so poignant. Are you better off now than you were 4 years ago? I don't think so. I don't think so. It's been...
So we'll monitor this. He'll probably speak for at least an hour, and I'm sure he has other events planned for today as well. And I was thinking about this last night, and we'll go to the videos from on the ground in these early locations, early voting locations, where people are having issues voting. But I was thinking about this last night because, you know, I get it, and I'm the same way. I'm probably like you. I like having a good time. I do. Went to a little Halloween gathering last night, set up my MAGA pumpkin, had some fun, some kids coming around, you know, in their all their great costumes and everything. I like having a good time, and I'd like to celebrate should Trump win in just a couple days from now. I'd like to celebrate, but, I, you know, it's like we're not really going to get the honeymoon phase. They're going to run so many plays and obstacles set up to try to destroy Donald Trump's presidency and hurt the American people and just do as much damage on their way out as possible ahead of trying to stop the certification. And then once he gets in, they're going to get, it's going to be the same crap. It's going to be 2016, probably worse. So, and somebody brought it up to me the other day. I ran into somebody, I don't remember where, and they just shook my hand. They were like, yeah, I remember watching you and Alex on the 2016 election, and he was warning people. He was, even though, you know, people were celebrating and we won and everything felt good, he was warning people it would be worse. I was like, yeah, probably going to be something similar. Now, I don't know what the attitude around here is going to be, but I mean, they're not just going to let us take this country back. It's like, what does a real victory even look like for us? Yeah, we can have political victories, and maybe we can get Trump back in the White House and turn the economy around. Shut the border down, get some things right again. But, you know, what about all the missing children? What about all the blackmail? What about all the foreign influence? What about all the bought and paid for and sell out politicians? What are we going to do about that? When do we get that victory? You look at all these new allegations about Diddy, and then every Kamala Harris event, a new associate of Diddy going to the Diddy parties comes out and endorses Harris. It's like, oh, yeah, look, another Diddy person. Oh, yeah, look, another Diddy party attendee. Now it's LeBron James. Now it's J-Lo. Oh, yeah, you know, they go to Diddy parties. They endorse Harris. What do you know? So what about what they're up to? What about all the blackmail? What about all the missing kids? What about the Epstein clients? What about the foreign influence? What about the foreign money laundering? What about the corrupted intelligence agencies? Well, I guess maybe we can do something about that. We can shut them down politically. Yeah, there's all your Harris endorsements. All right, let's just move on. I've gone long here. So, We're going to come back in the second hour. We're going to talk about, we're just going to completely bury this latest lie. We'll show you the full Trump clip about Liz Cheney, and then we'll show you what the left was saying about the Cheneys years ago. Now they love the Cheneys. That's fun. And then we'll show you some of the other media as well. I'll tell you what, quickly, let's just let's go to Trump here talking about his new policy on homeschooling in clip 12 as we get into the second hour. Roll clip 12.
When I'm reelected, I will do everything I can to support parents who make the courageous choice of homeschool. Under the Trump tax cuts, we allowed families to use 529 education savings accounts to spend up to $10,000 a year tax-free on tuition for grades K through 12. This was a tremendous win for school choice, very important, school choice, remember that term, and yet that benefit did not apply to homeschoolers. So to support the growing homeschool movement in my next term, I will immediately fight to allow homeschool parents the same incredible benefit, $10,000 a year per child, completely tax-free to spend on costs associated with homeschool education. I will also work to ensure that every homeschool family is entitled to full access to the benefits available to non-homeschool students, including participating in athletic programs, clubs, after-school activities, educational trips, and more. To every homeschool family, I will be your champion. Do not vote Democrat. They are looking to destroy you. If you don't mind my saying that, Joe Biden can't put two sentences together, and yet he's looking to destroy you.
By the way,
do not vote Democrat.
I would say there's a better policy, actually, than the homeschooling tax break. I'd say the better policy is we're going to cut federal income taxes. We're just going to cut them. You got to cut them. It's too much. And then you got $10,000 in your pocket. You can spend on whatever you want. So that's the better policy. But, I mean, I know a lot of homeschoolers. I don't think I know a single one that would ever vote Democrat. I mean, there's a reason why they homeschool.
Irish sea moss has been all the rage in the last 5 years because when folks started discovering it, it took the country and the world by storm because of the incredible effects it has. It's probably the greatest superfood out there, full of organic-based iodine and a whole bunch of vitamins and minerals. And we've got the gummies and the capsules now in stock at thealexjonesstore.com that are some of the strongest and best out there. Up to 55% off when you get three bottles, over 40% off when you get two bottles, 40% off when you get one bottle, and it's in stock right now. Ultimate Sea Moss at our great sponsor, thealexjonesstore.com. And while you're there, check out the hundreds of designs of Patriot t-shirts, ball caps, and hoodies. And regardless what happens to InfoWars here in the next 28 days, ladies and gentlemen, your support of our sponsor will make sure I am able to stay on air. So please take action now at thealexjonesstore.com. Get the ultimate sea moss gummies and capsules, as well as other amazing supplements and Patriot apparel. God bless you. Now, thanks for the support.
Now, the one thing I want you to do, if I could ask you to do anything for America and Alex and this network and this crew, the one thing I would ask you to do, go to thealexjonesstore.com right now and sign up for Alex Jones VIP Club. It's $30 a month, but you get $40 in store credit. So if you're going to buy a $35 shirt, you might as well sign up for the VIP Club so that you can get that extra $10 and just get the shirt that you want. That is going to ensure that we can fund this operation, fund the next operation, ensure that Alex always has a voice. They can try to steal his identity. They can try to steal his business. They can try to steal America. They can try to sacrifice humanity in nuclear genocide. But if you go to thealexjonesstore.com and sign up for Alex Jones VIP Club, they'll never take away our voice. They'll never take away our freedom. They'll never take away free speech, and we can save America together. Please go now and be the reason Alex Jones will always be on the air.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.